How to make new friends.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. You know, a lot of what we do deals in business and the ideas of business, the tactics, strategies, and principles behind business, running a business, basically building a business to do what you want it to do for you and your life. And today I'm going to be talking about something that is very human and goes far across the lines as far as business goes. The reason why I'm talking about it is that getting to know more people is what business is all about. Business is about relationships. One of the top three pillars at brianjpombo.com is being relationship reliant. And you just have to realize that all business is based off of relationships. And if you get that part, then the real trick becomes, okay, how do I make more relationships with the right type of people? Not that there are right and wrong type of people, but there are right type of people that work well for you having a business relationship, and there are people that are not. And it's not a good thing or a bad thing, it's just how it is. So this question got asked online, and this question is usually asked by a particular type of person. So I have an answer if you're this particular type of person. What type of person asks, how do you meet new friends? This is a person who does not naturally know how to meet new friends. And I was one of these people. Okay. How did I learn how to meet new friends? Well, first you got to realize why you don't know how to meet new friends. You don't know how to meet new friends because you are not a natural people person. You are more task-oriented than people-oriented. And this is something that's been talked about a lot through personality theory, psychology, and so forth. One of the main theories in personality is called the DISC personalities, where you have a certain amount of each of these traits, these levels of traits, these four different areas of a trait quadrant. And one of the areas that you're judged by is whether you're more people-oriented or task-oriented. Now, there are some people that are right down the middle and are just as equally task and people-oriented, but most of us tend to be a little more one than the other. Sometimes we're better at one or the other, and it's not something that you're stuck in for your entire life. You can learn the skill of working with people, but you're naturally inclined toward one side or the other, usually most of your life. This is something I did not understand most of my childhood. I was always very outgoing, but very task-oriented. So I can work with people and everything, but only when a task was associated with it. I got to have a project around it. It's got to be work or a project. It's got to have a step-by-step process to it, and it's got to be something that I can sink my teeth into. And when I have that, I can make great friends with people. And it's something I learned through time is that here's one of the things I used to do, just as an example, and maybe you'll relate somewhat to it, and maybe you won't. But to give you an idea, especially if you're more people-oriented, it's important that you know how task-oriented people think. During a break at recess, I would find, instead of going out and playing a game, most of the time, I would not participate in just the basketball game or the kickball game. What I would do is I would find a project to work on. And early on, I would sell things. I would put things together and sell them to people, different people in my class and the other classes. And then as I got older, I started developing a TV show that we were going to videotape and put on public access television. And so I was writing scripts and casting people. And so I'd go around and I'd find people who could play the different characters in these sketch comedies. And so I was building like a Saturday Night Live based TV show and filling in the spots with different people in my class. And I go by and kind of pick people out and say, hey, would you be willing to be on the show and so forth, and have them sign it and talk to them about it. So I always had a task that I was doing. It would allow me to meet anybody and do anything as long as I had a task associated with it. I didn't do this consciously. It's just where I naturally was inclined toward. And so what I found is the magic in meeting new people is having a reason to meet them. If you're people-oriented, you don't need a reason. You meet people, especially if you're extremely people-oriented, you can meet people anywhere for any reason and start up a conversation with anyone if you're far enough in that extreme. If you're not, you may have to find a reason. You may have to have a business or a project. So I've got three different projects that I like to plug people into right now. I've talked about them in the past. I have a political project I'm working on. I have a business project that's related with brianjpombo.com. And I have another business that I'm building that's off to the side that I also work on, looking for particular people for each one. Some people will apply, some people may qualify for all of them, some people may qualify for none of them, but it gives me something to talk to people about. And so I can go and talk to strangers, I can go and have a conversation with anybody, asking them questions, finding out more about them, when I keep in mind these projects. If I don't do that, I have a tough time. I can small talk people, I could talk to them for a certain period of time, but I don't have the motivation to directly talk to people unless I can find a project to wrap it around. Hopefully that's helpful to you. If you're the type of person that's looking for ways of meeting new people, find a project. I know that's very broad, but you need to have something you're moving forward with. And if you've got that, you'll find it's easier to meet new people. And there's a lot of techniques on how to go about meeting new people. One of the ways is just doing more things that you enjoy doing, and finding other people that like doing that. So finding affinity groups that you can tie into, even if it's stuff that's silly or childish or whatever, find the things that interest you. I think I look at all the different things that I've been interested in my lifetime. I've talked about old time radio shows and comic books and all this stuff. Well, I go and I sign up for these groups on Facebook. It's free, there's people there anyways. And it's a reason to meet up. I like hiking, so we find hiking groups that are local that we find out when the hikes are, and we go and we meet people. It's, you're able to do it, but you may lack the motivation to do it. The motivation comes by having a project and finding a good way of talking with people. I've talked about books and so forth. If you go back and look at other videos on brianjpombo.com, you can see we've discussed a whole lot on using questions in order to get to know people better. There's lots of ways. It's a skill. It takes time. Be patient with yourself and try some things out. Get out there. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the matter. Was that helpful at all? Is there anything, do you have trouble meeting new friends? Leave a comment wherever you're watching or listening to this, or go to brianjpombo.com and leave a comment there. Hey, I have a book all about business, not directly related to making friends, but you'll make friends if you learn how to build a business the Amazon-proof way. Go check out my book, 9 Ways to Amazon-Proof Your Business. You get a free copy at AmazonProofBook.com. All one word, AmazonProofBook.com. See you tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.